Today, my wife and I went to New York City to get the daily news for 1 year of back papers so I could study up on the races. It was so large, and we wanted to take a bus and go to the call. The employees there said, all you need is a racing section. So they helped my wife and I take out this section. We put them in large bags and got on the bus and went to our call. Sometime later, about a month after I lost a great deal of money, within a short period of time, my wife asked me, just how much do you expect to lose? We had torn in our insurance policies or borrowed against them. Borrowed other places as much as I could. It seemed my pay was going straight into the station. I went on vacation to get away from it all. I went deer hunting. As I was driving, it came to me again. Gambling had control of my life. It is written, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. While I was driving, I asked God to help me or take away my gambling. After I came back from vacation, I returned to my home. I sit down at the table, ask my wife to join me. I told her my life was going to be different. She asked me, in what way? I told her I didn't know exactly. I said it would be after the holidays, just like a man. I wanted God to wait on me. But God didn't deal with me until after the holidays, but soon after the new year. These are some of the things that happened that I remember. There is much more. But I can't remember them clearly. I noticed that Bible tracks increased. Customers started to confront me about God, sometimes indirectly. I remember a woman that pulled in for gas. When she was about to pay me, she saw a young man on the other side of the road. He seemed if he was a good for nothing, just like me. Before she paid me, she told me that she was going to pray for him. She dropped her head. Later she looked up and handed me the money. After I got saved, she told me that she prayed for me often. Bride book tracts increased much more than before, something around 14 a day now. And it was winter. In nice weather, you would only get about 5 a day. One day, a man stopped to get gas. Before I got to the pumps, he asked me why I didn't get my life straightened out. This man I never remember seeing before the tracks increased. He said, I used to be just like you, but now I'm saved. How did this man know what condition my soul was in? I do not know. I didn't know what he was trying to tell me. He stopped in regularly after that, about once a week. His wife was with him some of the times. Both of them had cancer and was taking treatment for it. He confirmed me much about the things of God. I believe every time he stopped. There was a woman that got gas, and she said to me that they were praying for me. Who all she was speaking about, I don't know. Some customers would hand me a tract. Others would just talk to me. One time, a call poured into the pumps. The call was filled with people. A man got out of the call and started to look around. This concerned me because of being robbed. He told me straightly that he didn't need gas, but I was to fill it up anyway. He told me he was moved to get off the superhighway to talk to someone. He said to me, you are the only one here, so it must be you. He got into the trunk, but what that man did or what that man gave me, I don't know. I remember him saying that he was a preacher and was on a long trip. as strange as it may seem. He only got about $1 worth of gas, and his tank was filled. No passengers got out of the car, not even to go to the bathroom. The man didn't stop for service, that's for sure. Sometime after this, the station got extremely busy. The company lowered my price. I was the lowest price in town. Fiber tracks that I got, I put into my pocket because I didn't want any customers to see me throw them away. I had to wait until I went into the station. Some had to do with life and death. I became interested in life and death tracks, and I began to read some of them. One day, I went inside the station. I had a Bible tract in my hand. I sat down and put the tract face down away from my paperwork. While I was doing my paperwork, I was studying on it. And I happened to look up in the direction of the track. All of a sudden, like someone would put a pen light on a piece of paper, these words glowed. The wages of sin is death. While I was looking at this, a car pulled into the pumps. I didn't want to leave this, but I did. I ran out and gave the customer gas and ran back in. I found, to my disappointment, it was not lit up. I thought to myself, who would believe this? I could have been saved then if I would have read the rest of the verse. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. One day, an old white panel van pulled into the station. A man got out of the van and said, "Give me $5 worth of gas." I started to put the gas in the tank. When he asked me if I was going to heaven, I said, "Sure, I'm going to heaven. I'm a Catholic." He looked at me while I put the rest of the gas into the van. He paid for the gas and said, "You may be a Catholic, But you may not have the same God I have. As he went to leave, he kicked his back tire and went up and kicked his front tire. Got in the van and left. He seemed very angry about this. After he left, I got angry also. After work, I told my wife what he had said. I told her that there was only one God. She agreed. Today, I believe he was referring to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, where it is written, "The little g god of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of our God, shall shine unto them." My gambling did not stop. I was not saved. I still was a slave to gambling. You could even say I was possessed by it. We decided to go up to our families. I had Monday off. I went to my sister's to play cards, to gamble. But this Sunday was quite different. Shortly after I sat down to play cards, I was under heavy conviction that things were not the same. I had played cards for years, but this night was different. Everything I saw that night playing cards was wrong. About midnight, we quit playing. My wife was at her parents' place. My aunt and I went to my grandmother's house, as I had done before. My aunt and I went to my grandmother's house. As I had done before. I went to put the light on to my left of me. When I felt the presence that I was not alone, I turned around where the door was. Where I had come in, and something happened. Then I asked God to make me a Christian. With a repentant heart, then these things happened. I can't tell you what order. I knelt and prayed, got in bed, asked God to take complete control of my body. The Holy Ghost that night taught me exactly what to say to my great aunt and great uncle. That night I had the most restful and peaceful sleep ever. I never had nothing like it before or since. Then when I got up in the next morning, I went to my great aunts and uncles directly. And just like it was rehearsed, things were said just like the Holy Ghost taught me. I told them about things of God. They were so astonished and said, "Dick, I never heard you talk like that before." As I went to leave, my great uncle said to me, "Dick, did you see the light?" I said no, because I didn't even know what the light was. But today I could say that I seen the light. Christ is the light. I didn't even know what had happened to me. I was never taught anything like this before. I thought that I was the only one that had this. I went to work and something very strange happened. No Bible tracts. Not that day. Not that week. Not that month. It was a long time before I got any Bible tracts. I never saw the man after I was saved that said to me, "I used to be just like you and had cancer." I never seen the man in the white panel truck that got $5 worth of gas and kicked his tires and asked me if I was going to heaven. But I looked for bumper stickers that Christians had put on their bumpers so I could talk to them. Every place I went, I was looking for the things of God. My desire was to know about Him. I went to the shopping center alone to look at Bibles. My wife didn't know about this. I didn't get one because I thought that it was too expensive for me. Some of the places I went, I would confront people about the things of God, but they were not very helpful. I told my wife that I wanted a Bible. She said, "I don't think we have one." We went down to the shopping center. I took hold to where I was looking, but the one that I wanted was not there. The man said that he could order us one, but it would take about a month to come in. My wife looked at me. I shook my head no. How could I wait a month? I needed one now. We started for home, and my wife remembered that she may have a New Testament in the trailer, stuck away in the closet. After we got home, she went and found it. Thank God. I had a very deep desire to know about the things of God, about salvation. For one to know that he is saved. For it is written, the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. Now, if the Son of Man is Jesus, don't you think that you must know that you are lost before you can be saved? After my salvation, my gambling didn't quit. When we went to our relatives, I gambled. I even went to the racetrack at times. One day, I got a tip sheet in the mail. It gave a name of a horse that was supposed to win. About this time, a customer pulled in. We went to the races before. I asked him if he would be interested in going to the track in New York on June 5th. He said that he would see. Later he said he would. I knew that there is no sure bet that a horse would win, but I wanted to go anyway. I got off early that day, told my wife I was going on a business trip with a man. This was about 3 months after my salvation. I went and got ready. When I was just about ready, my wife asked me, how much money are you taking? I answered and said, $20 or $25. As I went to leave, I turned to her and said, I'm taking the car. I didn't tell her that before. She said, why would you take our car if you're going on a business trip with him? I stood there for a while, then I said to her, I'm taking the car. For the second time, she asked me, how much money are you taking? I said, $20 or $25. Just like that, she reached into my pocket and got all that money, about $200. There was no way for her to know what pocket my money was in. She never did that before or since. She said to me, thought you told me that you changed. You haven't changed at all. I was hurt very deeply. I just wish that I could disappear. Your sins will find you out, that's for sure. She told me that I was to let that man know that I wasn't going. I did that. We got into the car. We did not talk, just went for a drive on our country road. I don't believe we were on that road before. We got to the top of a hill. There was a graveyard to our left. She looked at the graveyard and said, stop the car. She went into the graveyard. As I watched her, I felt the need that I had to go in also. So I pulled into a lane and joined her in the graveyard. As I walked into the graveyard, I realized there was a purpose for me to be there. I realized that people die at all ages. When we got in to a mocking of a little girl, I could not realize why that girl was dead. Then God spoke to me. If I continued to gamble, either my wife or I would be taken home to be with the Lord. When God speaks to you like that, you get to fear God. We went down the hill. There was a church there. There lay the oldest couple. They were very old. They had been dead about 100 years. They were both in their 80s when they died. While we looked at their grave, there was a very great calm come over us, and we both had peace. We left God, Bowie the gambler, and we left full of joy and happiness.
I cannot tell you how, and I cannot tell you why.